have no idea what loss is. You have no idea what loss is.
I reckon it's got something to do with that girl.
It's got everything to do with that little girl.
I can take care of myself.
How many close calls have we had?
Can't be any worse out there. Can it?
Every guy in this room is staring at you right now. Maybe they're staring at you. Maybe they're jealous of you. I'm just a girl. Not a threat.
Belly. I think they should be terrified.
Welcome to the world of The Last of Us. It's Entertainment Talks podcast for the Naughty Dog video game series and the HBO and Max and Sky Atlantic television series. I'm your host, Matthew, and this is for The Last of Us Season 2, Episode 2. I don't have the title in front of me. My spoiler-free review for the episode. Why do we keep going back to things that give us such pain? I've got a challenge on my hands right now. I've got a challenge. Look, I never said that this version of the podcast is off the cuff spoiler review. I never said it was going to have any concentration to it. God, I'm in a worse state than I thought I'd be. Jesus. I can't talk. God, I need to say something, don't I? Because I'm supposed to be doing a podcast. This usually doesn't happen to me. Usually if I'm emotionally worked up in one way or the other, usually the process of booting up the laptop doing the sound setup and that, usually that calms me down, and it did. But then I went to do the sound check, and obviously that's where I have to start speaking to make sure that it works first. And I was fine doing that. Even listening to the little, I usually record for about 10 seconds. I don't know why I'm telling you all this. I'm just trying to get myself to start speaking, because that's what I have to do. Why did I agree to do this? Jesus. This usually doesn't happen to me. Like, let's say it's a sort of main item I've lost really badly or something, which is quite usual these days. I mean, I've had podcasts where I've, like, been emotional one way or the other. And I'm emotional for good and bad reasons, by the way, because that's what The Last of Us has. It has really bad stuff that happens. And it also has, in case you're thinking, like, this episode is complete doom and gloom based on my emotions here, it actually had some parts that made me laugh, which is quite rare, isn't it? Neil Druckmann, I don't like you anymore. Craig Mazin, you as well. Oh, why did you have to make this? I've got a lot to think about. Definitely need to watch this. I'll probably watch every episode 3 times in the same. Way that I did last week. I can't really talk about a lot of stuff that happened in this episode, because from pretty much minute 1 to minute 0, it's like full of spoilers, which I think that's going to be a challenge every week. Last week was such a sort of just, I could concentrate a bit more. Alright, I'm calming down now, I'm fine. But this is the whole point. It's not a point of like, oh, calm myself down, concentrate, and then record. It's, You want my raw emotional reaction to the episode, don't you? I almost couldn't speak for a second there. This episode's fantastic. You know, I kind of wondered after the first episode, because there's a difference with me between, let's say, just game one, game two, or part one, part two, I guess it's called, right? I've seen The Last of Us 2 so many more times than The Last of Us Part 1, because I played the first game 4 times, watched Season 1 twice, but 7.5, obviously I stopped at the point I think that the second game is going to end, second season, sorry, is going to end. And it was interesting with this episode, because you've always kind of got the smaller and the bigger moments, right? There's something about, it's very cool, and you know, the Leonardo DiCaprio meme of like, oh, they did the line, or they did the bit, or they did this and that. I'm not kind of jumping out of my seat as much when those moments happen, and I think that's because, you know, when you've seen something so many times, oh, that's cool, that's in there, that's really nice, that's, you know, it's a part of everything. And then you get to the more dramatic bits and you kind of, I guess, react a bit more. Because there's like smaller moments in this episode as well that were straight out from the game. And I really liked seeing those. And those are what you would call your quieter sort of story building, world building, character development, you know, your A to B for TV stuff, which is, hey, we're going to get this character from A to B. And in the world of The Last of Us, that's either going to be a very dramatic A to B, or it's going to be kind of a simple dialogue exchange. I'm still appreciating those moments being in there. But yeah, those are interesting to see in this episode. What else can I say about this? The structure. Let's talk about that a little bit. They've played around with things a little bit. Definitely going to need to, and I don't think in a bad way per se. I think because Last of Us 2's structure is so different to Part 1's, you have an opportunity to change things around a bit. And they did do that here in very interesting ways that I'll need to think about and digest more and kind of dissect more, obviously, as we get further through the week. But yeah, just like from episode one, when I was like, oh, I'm not sure, because episode one I was even more kind of, whoa, I'm a bit sort of like spun around in the chair sort of thing. And I kind of got used to it a bit more. And then once I actually listened to Neil and Craig talk, I was like, oh, okay, that's why I did this, that's why I did that. And then watched it again and then kind of got more used to it. That didn't throw me off. The structure, so structural changes didn't throw me off as much in this episode. Maybe it's because I was expecting it a bit more. I don't know. But the bits, where the bits need to be, they're where they need to be at the moment. I know some gamers are freaking out because we haven't had certain moments yet, and I think there's flashback opportunities for stuff. I don't think I'm going to be able to talk about this episode for terribly long. Let's take a break and we'll come back in a second. Hi there, if you're looking to get started with a website of your own and a domain name, we've got good news for you. With our affiliate link with Kualu, you can click on that link, which is in your show notes, which is for our affiliate link. You can go over to Kualu to get started with your website and domain name today. They've also got a very handy chat support system, which is usually in the bottom right hand corner, to send messages back and forth to Kualu if you'd like to ask them for help to get started with your domain name and website today. So that's Kualu, and you can use them to get started with your website and domain name today. Thank you very much to Kualu for this affiliate link. Hi there, if you'd like to get rid of the ads in Entertainment Talks podcast and listen to the ad-free versions of our episodes, we've got good news for you there as well. You can subscribe to Entertainment Talk at either the $5 level tier or $10 level tier. The $5 level tier will get you access to all of Entertainment Talk's previous ad-free podcasts and the future ad-free podcasts that we make in the month that you're subscribed for. If you also subscribe to us at the $10 level tier, that will get you that benefit that I've just mentioned, and it'll also grant you access to request a review for 2 episodes of a TV show and a general discussion on that show, or a film review of your choice. So if there's a TV show out there or a film that we've not covered perhaps and you'd like our opinion on it, we can watch 2 episodes of that TV show or film review. So it's one of either of those per month. Of course, if you continue subscribing each month, you can pick a TV show, then a film the next month, and so on and so forth. This is a great way to support Entertainment Talk, get your ad-free podcasts, and also get some reviews of your choice. Thank you very much for supporting us, and thank you for listening. Back to the show. All right, but yeah, the structural changes in this episode, and I don't really want to go comparing episode to episode as we go through, but yeah, gonna need to listen to, again, Neil and Craig on the official podcast and all that. I don't know, was this episode shorter, was it longer? I don't know. I will say as well, with the Sky ad breaks, which I'm having to deal with, they actually gave me more breathing opportunities. Let's just call it that. So I kind of oddly appreciated them more in this week. Whereas I guess with the first episode, it was kind of I wasn't used to that. Apart from the first episode in season one, I wasn't used to that, but maybe going forward, because it's, you know, fair to say things will be dramatic going forward as well. I guess it depends in the places that you put the ad breaks, but where they had them placed this week, and this is a pretty much exclusive part to sort of watching quote-unquote live on Now TV, right? But with how intense, I mean, they're all intense in their own ways, aren't they? Episodes of Last of Us, with how intense this one is, it gave me some breathing opportunities, which I won't get when I watch it the second and third time. So there's that. There's one other thing I was just about to mention about, I don't think I could talk about that here. Yeah, I can't really talk about that here. I was going to talk about, no, I'm not going to talk about it. What else can I say about this episode? Yeah, it was brilliant. I really, really enjoyed it. Performances in this episode, really, really good again. I'm just trying to think back over the episode, because there's so many, yeah, just so much detail, so many little kind of bits and everything, including you've got to bear in mind, I'm trying to wrap my mind right now around the new stuff, and there's a lot of new stuff in this episode, and the video game. The video game bits that stay the same and the video game bits that have changed. So I'm trying to like remember it and wrap my mind around all of it. This might be a very short podcast. I can't think of what else to really talk about in this one. And once you see it, you'll realise that, okay, Matt can't, I don't want to be giving hints towards stuff as well. I don't really want to be like, oh, that really dramatic bit, that was real, or whatever. I don't want to really be kind of doing that. And I usually don't do spoiler-free episodes. I don't usually do spoiler-free reviews for individual episodes. So, like, when I go to do a season review, like Daredevil from a few days ago, at least I can talk spoiler-free about the whole season and not just one episode, and particularly one episode that is got spoilers in it, because they're all going to have them. And particularly with how careful I want to be with Last of Us with spoilers, there's just not a lot I can talk about. So, tomorrow I'm going to have my spoiler predictions kind of episode breakdown. That should be tomorrow. Should be pretty much around the same time for each thing every week. And then Wednesday week, and I could talk about a lot more stuff. I feel like I've got some chains on me right now. I sort of can't like talk about a lot of things. I'm trying to think of actual scenes in the episode that are spoiler free, like any shots, any sort of... Okay, I will say there are some bits in this episode with infected, doesn't say zombies, but they're not zombies, infected in the snow. And I talked before about, I think the last time I saw that maybe, on TV particularly, was a Walking Dead episode, I think. We did have a snowy episode of Last of Us in Season 1, but I don't think there was any infected. That's when Joel was going through the town after David and Ellie, if you remember that episode. That had snowy stuff in it, but that wasn't the same as this one. Plus, this I feel like is a lot more snow as well. But seeing the infected in the snow, that was really, really cool again. Particularly because you've got so many... Like, in The Walking Dead, they're all just walkers, basically, until you get to the later seasons. But, like, here you've got all the different kind of types. Again, I really, really love... Not in a sort of ASMR soothing calming way, definitely not that, but just in a sort of very cool way. I really do love the sound of the infected, particularly clickers, like when they scream and stuff. Heard some of those in this episode, that was really great. So yeah, that was really, really cool as well. So, see, I've actually calmed down now and I'm able to talk about the episode properly. So yeah. Yeah, talked about structure, acting's really, really good as well. See, I'm finding it difficult for these two episodes of like, oh, that person was really good. That person was really good. Like, last week there was a lot of praise for Isabel, right? For, what's her name? Dina. But because you've got, like, Caitlin's doing really good. All of our main big people, like, you know, Pedro's doing really good. Bella's doing really good. Isabel's really good. Young's really good. What's Tommy's, Gabriel's really good, the woman playing Maria's really good, like, they're all really, like, okay, you can go to, you can point at a certain scene and go, oh, that actor really killed it in that scene, yeah, but so did, like, four or five others in the scenes that they're all in as well, so, yeah, that, really good, really, really good stuff. I just need my chains to come off, so, and I'm not doing a spoiler episode this time of night, obviously, but I need to watch the episode again anyway. Yeah, so, yeah, there we go, that was episode 2 of The Last of Us. I cannot really talk about anything else, and I don't want to accidentally, you know, I talked about the ice cracking under my feet. I don't want to fall under the ice. I don't want to accidentally slip a spoiler or anything else like that. But packed episode, both dramatic and surprisingly funny. Like, I'm not as surprised about the drama stuff because I know what happened. I know what happened in the story, but I don't know what it is. But I'm finding I found myself laughing in these first two episodes more than I expected, or not like haha proper laughing, but sort of like that sort of thing. Like when a character gives a one-liner or something like that. Who knows how long that'll last for. But, yeah, and not in a way of, like, you know, always turning into a comedy or something, but there's lighthearted moments and there's the odd funny moments as well. And the funny moments or the lighthearted moments are coming from characters in moments where it makes sense. It doesn't feel sort of, like, out of place or something. So, yeah, yeah. Anyway, for those of you that have or haven't seen the episode, I guess you should write in after you've seen the episode, because then you will have something to ask me about. So, yeah, go and enjoy the episode. Man, I'm so curious. It's a multiple-sided thing for me, because it's my experience of the episode. Then, obviously, like, talking to David, he not only has not played the games, I was trying to work out, like, not that he's lying or something. I was like, okay, does David know anything that he's, like, forgotten that he read 2 years ago by accident? But it really does... I don't know about some of you when we did the first review episode. It really does feel like... And I'm just surprised by it. But I shouldn't, because he's not really in the Last of Us circles where he's seeing those discussions. But, like, he does not know anything about this second game, and that's really fascinating to me. Like, I've seen a few conversations from people over the years of, like, oh yeah, I heard, like, some, you know, this might happen or that maybe happens or whatever. So yeah, very interesting. But man, gonna be interesting to see again the digestive process every week. Watch the episode quote-unquote live for the first time. I get my first experience. Man, because this episode is so dramatic, and I mean that in more ways than one, not in a dangerous way, but I had my toes curling. I was struggling to breathe at points. Well, not struggling to breathe, but I don't know how I would describe that. Damn. Anyway, your thoughts, videos, questions, comments, methodentertainmenttalk.org, social media, eTalk Care Entertainment Talk, and there's information in your show notes. let me know what you thought of the episode. And for any spoiler people, and I mean by spoiler people, I mean people who've played the games, please start writing in stuff for the spoiler episodes as well. I'd love to sort of, you know, read your predictions, where you think things are going, when you think certain things will happen. Because I found that really fun to do last week as well. And I'm very glad I did that before we did the episode spoiler review, if that makes sense. Because I felt like I was able to kind of take my chains off and just, I can just kind of freely talk about whatever I want. Rather than like holding that an extra podcast, and then I don't know why I thought of doing it Thursday or Friday, like as if I would actually wait that long. But anyway, so check all that out and do all of that stuff. EntertainmentTalk.org, podcast platforms, Entertainment Talk for TV, games, films, main art podcast. Check out the other stuff that we do. Busy week this week. A new film review for Warfare. So that was great to see. Daredevil Born Again Season 1 review, gaming talk this week, obviously multiple Last of Us podcasts, political talk episode this week. Am I forgetting something? I feel like I posted about 15 things this week. Oh, United cast as well, for our Leon game. So there's that. I don't think we're playing midweek this week. Anyway, so there's all that. Geek Town, what do I do next in this outro? I'm so like, yeah, anyway, patreon.com, Patreon, $5 and $10 level tiers, ad-free podcast review options, look for that as well if you'd like to. TV and film news, Geek Town Radio Tuesdays, geektown.co.uk, so you can check all that out. And if you want to check out our random video game clips, bits and pieces and whatever, YouTube Entertainment Talk Plays. Alright, let's see what the internet made of that, and what Neil Druckmann and Craig Mazin got to say. I'll see you tomorrow for the spoiler predictions episode. And then Wednesday for the main podcast. These next few days are going to be very, very interesting. Alright, I'll catch you next time. Goodbye.